Aiden, Prism's brother, and Tanvi, her best friend and longtime team member, entered. Sweat stains marred Aiden's gray t-shirt, and the sections of Tanvi's mahogany skin not concealed by her tank top and yoga pants glistened. Prism's brow furrowed. They'd been exercising, but not in the gym because she would have seen them. Aiden wasn't really a runner, at least not to the degree that he could keep up with Tanvi, who had both speed and strength abilities. Letting her curiosity get away with her, Prism extended a thought wave towards the pair. She wrapped around Tanvi's brain and found her mind completely consumed with music, a lively hip-hop beat of some sort. The tune was so catchy, Prism instinctively swayed to it. A scratching at the edge of her mind snapped her gaze to Aiden. He glared at her, and his voice echoed in her head.
"Cut it out. I can sense what you're doing."
Prism cringed. She'd only gained her mind-reading powers about 6 months before, when she'd allowed herself to undergo genetic experimentation in an attempt to awaken secondary Sable genes hidden beneath her active light-powered ones. It had worked, allowing her to access the same mind-based powers that her brother had been born with. Of course, it had also created the chronic pain issue. Aiden had been trying to coach her on mind-reading etiquette, such as how to avoid violating the privacy of her friends and loved ones, but there was so much temptation, especially when Tanvi was grinning ear to ear while walking inches away from Prism's beloved little brother. "Sorry, just a quick peek," Prism thought back. Aiden withdrew. He'd once told her that he'd practiced not reading her thoughts so much that it was now difficult for him to do so. Now, having her own experience with mind-reading, she wasn't sure she completely believed that. Still, he was supremely ethical about how he used the ability, for the most part only doing so when assessing risks to life and limb.
"Hey, Pris!"
Tanvi shouted across the room, her chipper voice seasoned with her Indian accent.
"You're going to work out? I'm planning to do a few miles on the treadmill before I have to get ready for the party tonight. Want to join me?"
"Sorry, I just finished up." Prism traded her smile for an exaggeratedly weary expression. "Not all of us can work out all afternoon without killing ourselves, you know."
"Tell me about it. This guy begs for mercy after a few measly hours."
Tanvi playfully punched Aiden in the side.
"Hey, it's just proper division of labor. You're the brawn, I'm the brains."
His lips curled into one of his easy, sardonic smiles, a smile that still filled Prism with relief and joy, even 6 months after she'd gotten him back. For everything life had taken from her, it had given her a second chance with her brother, and she'd be forever grateful for that.
"Whatever."
Tanvi gently pushed him.
"You better bring your brains to the studio tomorrow. I've already paid for 2 weeks' worth of classes for the both of us."
"I'll be there."
His voice softened.
"See you later, Tanvi."
Tanvi strode through the gym, then through a set of doors that led to a side room where they kept more workout equipment, including the treadmills. Aiden ambled towards Prism, his gray eyes scanning her face. "Studio?" Prism tilted her head to one side. "What are you two up to?" He cleared his throat.
"Tanvi convinced me to take a dance class. It's well below her level, but she said she missed partner dancing and needed someone on the team to learn."
"And she chose you?" Mirth tickled Prism. "What's that about?"
"She has a thing against dancing with married men, so that excludes Keeper and Fade, and she says Wildfire being shorter than her makes the balance all wrong."
"You're not that much taller than Wildfire," Prism pointed out.
"Hey, 5'9 is 5'9. I've got a whole inch on Tanvi."
"There's no way you're 5'9. She scowled at him. "You forget, your height is on official DOSA documents. You're maybe 5'7½, if I'm being generous about it." She stood straighter, trying to measure him against herself to prove a point. To her surprise, she didn't come up as near even to him as she once had. Their difference used to only be about 3 inches, barely perceptible, especially when she was used to Fade towering over her.
"No, I'm almost 5'10", actually."
He picked up one of the unused towels and dabbed at his forehead, pushing some of his disheveled blonde hair to the side.
"Doctor at my last checkup said so. Took me by surprise, too. But apparently some of the fiddling Professor Brink did with my genetic code made me shoot up another couple of inches."
His mouth wrinkled.
"Small blessings, I guess."
Prism's gaze dropped to her feet. She didn't like thinking about what Brink had done to Aiden. Even if the most unpleasant side effects of his time being experimented on in captivity had faded, the memory made her heart hurt. Pushing aside her discomfort, she managed to laugh. "I guess we should update your files, then."
"I'd wait on it."
He settled onto the bed.